Before we begin today's episode of Within the Realm, I'd like to send a shout out to those of you who have shared our podcast with at least one friend. Thanks for finding some value in our little endeavor and passing it along. You're the reason we do this. And now, today's episode. Welcome. This is Within the Realm, and I'm your host, Steve Garrett. Speaking before an audience is something not everyone volunteers to do. Public speaking is the number one fear listed by people when asked. Death is number two. But there are those who face that fear. We here at Within the Realm appreciate those brave souls who do so to entertain us. One such brave soul is Kansas City's Dayton Bissett. Dayton is your typical college student with a typical summer job. As I sat down for our interview, I noticed his key ring, decorated with several colorful beads and a whistle.
So I work at Oceans of Fun as a lifeguard. All the colored beads are each person we saved.
He went on to describe that the red and brown beads were for cleaning up certain bodily fluids, all part of the glamour of being a lifeguard. But we're here to talk about another thing he's pursuing.
There is another thing. I do comedy in Kansas City. Well, I've always wanted to do comedy because it's so cool that people can just talk into a mic and make a living out of it, making a living out of people's laughter. And that's always been real cool.
So, what leads a lifeguard to want to pursue comedy?
Right when I started college for journalism, I hated college. I'm still interested in journalism. I'm still doing college, but I hated it. So I thought, you know what? I'll just pursue my middle school dream of comedy. And I went out to open mics and started doing that. And I found out that it's a lot harder than it seems, but it's worth it when it works.
And what was it that the junior high Dayton thought comedy was?
Well, I thought it'd be easy because I thought I was funny. I always make kids laugh in school. But it's a different story when it's you talking to a ton of people who are basically just judging you from the beginning. I don't know. People expect you to be funny. And if you don't live up to that, then you're not funny.
You said that comedy turned out to be harder than it appeared.
For sure.
What's a couple of things that turned out to be the most difficult?
Making people laugh is one. Okay, to get somewhere in comedy, you have to be at the right place at the right time. And if you just go to a bunch of open mics, that's not going to happen. Getting shows, getting that popularity. But the main thing is making people laugh. It is not as easy as it looks. They have to like you to laugh. If it's like an open mic and they don't know who you are, they honestly are just judging you from the beginning. It's not as it is in the movies. You can be amazingly funny, but it honestly is. You just have to be at the right place at the right time. The right person has to see you. And I've finally been getting on more and more shows, and it honestly just takes you being funny and, like I said, the right people seeing you who make the shows. And you just have to be nice. That's a huge part of it. If you're not a good person, they're not going to want to book you.
Dayton is one of the youngest, if not the youngest, working comics in Kansas City. He had to be mindful of clubs and open mics that would allow someone under 21 entry. Although he's young, others have taken note of his act. Dayton first appeared at the open mic, The Laugh Lab, hosted by Kansas City comic Aaron Scarborough.
Well, Steve, I'm the host of Laugh Lab and Well, If It Isn't Comedy, the showcase at the Ramp.
Aaron, a seasoned vet of the Kansas City comedy scene, became an early appreciator of Dayton's act.
I remember when he first started coming around, he would come and he'd hang out with other toddlers and they'd be drinking Capri Sun. Like they would set up their table and they would sneak in Capri Suns. He's always been funny, but I figured he was like junior high. He has not aged at all. He's I think he falls under the umbrella of one-liner comics. He has a very slow, drawn-out pacing. He's good at pulling off some shock value, you know? And there are so many things that he says that he can get away with because of him appearing to be a child. He says things that if I tried to pull it off, in my mind, I would not get to work anywhere ever again. With Dayton, I almost immediately liked him because he's been good at consistently going to mics. He kept his head down, which is like the trick is like finding the balance of being a confident, you know, person, but and putting yourself out there, but also some, especially dudes, just they waltz into the open mic scene and they're just, you know, hey, I'm a comedian now. Some people carry themselves with more dignity than others. And Dayton has always been very humble. He's not rubbed anyone the wrong way. I don't know. He did it right. And people started booking him very quickly.
Dayton has also done his part for the KC comedy scene by setting up and promoting independent shows where he and other comedians can perform. According to Aaron, this is an important aspect of the growing comedy community.
Since I've been involved, every year I think that we are like getting stronger and stronger as a comedy scene. For his development and for like anyone around here, there is a lot of value to producing a good show. He seems to be somewhat of a perfectionist, and from the very start, there's been a complete lack of buffoonery. Which most people that produce shows, like, you run into buffoonery, and that's a big problem. But he's always, the shows that he attaches himself to or creates, they're always well done. They're always, he books the right people. He promotes them extremely well and gets people in the door. And when you do that, when you're a showrunner in Kansas City, that's like currency, because you're going to gain favor with comics that have been doing it longer. You're going to make new connections. You know, there's kind of an unspoken agreement if someone books you on their show that you're going to end up doing their show. Yeah, he's doing it as right as I've ever seen anyone do it.
Part of that doing it right includes a show in a comedy club in Columbia, Missouri, late last year, his first out-of-town engagement.
So last year, when I went trick-or-treating, my neighbor said, "You look a little old to be trick-or-treating." And I said, "Okay." And he said, "Well, I guess that's better than going out and partying or doing drugs and stuff." And I was like, "Oh, that's where they're at." Hey, Rye, sounds like something you wouldn't want from a scarecrow. Oh boy, I love Halloween so much. I work at a haunted house, and one year I wanted to make a noose for my costume, so I went to Lowe's with a friend. And I asked the guy at Lowe's where the rope was, and he said, "Well, what do you need it for?" And my friend, without any hesitation, said, "To make a noose." And he just looked at us for a few seconds and said, "Oh yeah, right over here, aisle 4. This is perfect." I'll switch it up a bit. You guys like weather jokes? Fans of weather? Yeah, here's a weather joke. You remember this spring, how it like stormed a lot, you know? lot of storms, a lot of flash flood warnings. I never know what to do during flash flood warnings, but obviously you have to do something, you know. That's why they send them. So I usually just sit in my garage on my jet ski. And I wait. Strangely enough, that's also what I do when I get an Amber Alert. Never be too safe. I hope that Nebraska flood wiped out all the children of the corn. That'd be cool. When I was younger, like younger than I am now, like before I even started school young, my dad sat me down and said, I think it's time we have the sex talk. And I said, what do you need to know? That's going to be the only sex joke you ever hear me say, because I am not as experienced in that field as it may seem. Oh boy. I think a good motto for Golden Corral would be Golden Corral. Whose decision was this? Or Golden Corral, that's not a hair. I promise. That goes for any buffet, really. We have everything you want, but oh boy, does that average out. I'll wait for that laughter to die down. Strong joke. I try to look for the positives in Trump's presidency. Like now, because of the wall, we don't have to worry about chupacabras. That's pretty cool. Do you think angels know they were named after a cake? I don't want to be the one to tell them. One time, I saw a June bug in July, and I was like, huh. No? That's a good joke. Solid joke. I think the worst time to tie your shoes is when you're in the middle of a sword swallowing act. Pretty obvious. Okay, I'm done. Any questions?
I asked Dayton what would be the best advice he could give me if I wanted to try my hand at an open mic.
Don't do it. I'm kidding. Biggest bit of advice, do it and keep going. If you don't do good your first time and you stop, then that sucks. I mean, I bombed so bad my first time, but I loved it and I kept doing it. The next time I did way better. And I just say, don't stop. If you think you're funny, and you know you're funny, then just keep trying at it, and I think you'll get there. I think anyone has the potential to get there. They just gotta keep trying.
Anyone has the potential to get there. You just have to keep trying. Good advice. Whether you're working on your middle school dream or something else entirely. We wish Dayton all the luck in the world, making his middle school dream a reality. Thanks for joining us on this episode of Within the Realm. Learn more about Dayton and the Kansas City comedy scene in our show notes for this episode. Keep in touch with us. Follow us on social media. We're on Facebook, Twitter, and Instagram. Check out our home on the internet at withinpodcast.com. we have a complete archive of episodes and other features. Make sure to sign up for our email list. Spread the word. Introduce at least one friend to Within the Realm this week. If you haven't already, be sure to subscribe and to leave a review on your favorite podcast channel. Our theme music is provided by 556 and a half. Incidental music is provided by Spring Eyes. And, as always, thanks for listening.